This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bioattack would be the way to counter the economy. And I sit here during the break, so I just lean back and I just get in my spirit and I go, what is this? It's an attack on the world economy. Whether this virus is as deadly as they say it is or it isn't, that's what this is. And I've got this tendency to not be arrogant, because I'm not arrogant, but then my spirit says, stop holding back. Just tell them what you think. They tune in because they respect you. And I respect him. So I'll just tell you, this virus is dangerous. It's not that deadly. This is a very communicable virus, as Dr. Pechenik said, but it's not that deadly. But the old saying, like, if your neighbor's jobless, it's a recession. If you're jobless, it's just depression. It's very real if it's killing your family. But there's pneumonias rampaging. They always hype up flu. It's pneumonia. So it's real, but is it what they're saying? No, it's for a reason. And we've got to suss out together what that is. And they want to embarrass Trump and say nations didn't deal with it, and there may be some other thing they're about to release. That's my the gut is a gestalt. It's not speculation. It's your subconscious best guess. But then if you consciously try to analyze the subconscious, you're like, I don't know why. But I've learned it's never wrong. So that's where I am right now. And you can see the pre-preparation for this crisis. You can see it. So you know it's fake. Does it mean the virus is fake? Does it mean it's real? Does it mean we don't know? We see the pre-preparation. They can't help that. That lets us know it's a major move. I think that's undoubtable. I don't think you can debate that. I don't think anybody watching or listening doesn't get, hey, something's wrong here. This has been cooked up. It's easy to know it's cooked up. What's hard is to know what it is, though. Think about that. It's easy to know something is BS, but what is it? That's the question. Okay, so who's been holding the longest next now? Let's go to Victor in Texas. Victor, thank you. We'll go to Grace, Sarah, David, others. Victor, what do you think's going on? Thanks for holding.
All right, Brother Jones, I got me 7 beds for 1,000 people currently. This is a study that I saw. Seven beds for 1,000 people. No strain. No strain on the hospitals. When that demand increases, this is where this is a weak link. Bioweapon. It was a multi-headed deal. This is a POTUS buster. This one right here is also a ping destroyer. This is to try and get accessibility to 227 tons of gold that China has. You have no workers in China. I tend to disagree with Dr. Steve, because if there's no workers, there's no production. No production, there's no money.
And a shutdown of China will create a global depression. And I don't want to be the one that says that and causes the panic, but what you said is true. So lying is something I won't do. I agree. Gut level, I'm really concerned.
The economy dips, and then here's the thing. So then for Dr. Pechenik, he's doing what he does best, bro. He worked us right now. So I go with Mike. I go with you. No vaccines for nobody. I'm not taking them. This right now, they're creating the fear factor. I believe in Jesus Christ and in silver and stuff that you have. The canary in the coal mine.
Hold on, Victor. Don't
hang up.
No, I mean, it's true. Pachinik, I think he's a good guy, but he came on and told us about, don't worry, a vaccine is coming with shows. They think this is going to be serious. Stay with us.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. I want to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the dreaming building? I always feel
they didn't leave me alone. They didn't leave you alone. Victor in Texas, you've made a lot of great points. I got the esoteric angles. What's your prime projection, your bottom line, Victor?
All right. The very first thing we got to look out for is the first death that occurs in the CONUS. When it happens here, this is when everything is going to break out. The first death. We haven't seen it yet. My target date, I look at the 15th of February. And like I said, that will be the canary.
Victor, what's your background? You sound like a really smart guy.
Oh, I'm just I'm just retired and really tired. I got a lot of time to do research. Pastor Sam said something a couple of nights ago that really was very, very interesting. In another show that I listened to, he said that was this a race-specific bioweapon? And this is why we need to see, if we see the first death, then we know that we're in trouble. If we don't see it, then we know that it was geared for the Asian people. Now, the thing is that when you can't know this because the HIPAA laws, they won't release that information out to the public. And this is a mystery.
No, you're right, because most of these viruses are Chi-Com specific.
And you see, and then there's another thing that people don't really realize. Everybody blames it on the Jews. Okay, I have no hate against them. But the Kaidan is a very elite Mossad group. And I believe they had something to do with it. You know, they were smiling at Xi Jinping. And when they got in there, they were the ones that caused the release. I don't know how they did it. I don't know these things. I just see the overall picture. They were the ones that did it. And now this is why this virus was not released in Brazil, like Mike said. They jumped the shark over there, but it was intentional. They did it on purpose because they need to get the 227 tons of gold that China has.
All right, brother. I appreciate you. Very interesting. Thank you. Okay, who's been holding the next longest here? That'd be David in Tennessee. David, thank you so much for holding. We really appreciate you. Please tell us what you think about this.
Oh, hello, Alex. My first time caller. Been a listener for about 3 years.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to. I was always kind of half awake. Considered myself fully awake, but through your show and in a certain event such as Las Vegas and Epstein, etc. Come full circle.
Yeah, Vegas was incredible.
Get out of the way at the very beginning. Yeah, it was nuts. And I just want to say, for about past 8 or 9 months, I've been using your products and BrainForce Plus, Ultra 12, and Turbo Force. Those really re-energized my life, helped me get off of Big Pharma's
They're game changing because almost no one puts out real pharmaceutical grade stuff. We do. I mean, just I want you to want to buy it again. Plus, I mean, I metaphysically cannot screw you over. You understand? I can't sell out. It's not like I'm Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I just cannot do it. So the products are the best we can get.
I'll just say also the krill oil has been amazing, just like you said. And also my 10-year-old
son. Yeah, what happened on krill oil? Because that stuff is hallucinogenic. Like, if I take like three of them before bed, wow.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. I got honor roll for my son because he's really smart, but he deals with ADHD. So instead of putting him on drugs, I put him on the honor roll, and he cannot get enough of that stuff. I have to ration him out. He wants to take three or four of those things a day. I'm like, well, I'll let you take three. Let's take two or three. Let's not use the whole bottle.
Who would know that the very essence of a fish in the beautiful ocean, our brain just drinks it up, man.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, I used to live in Tokyo for 8 years, and I got a lot of fish oil there. Of course, you got to be careful eating raw fish.
Well, it's mercury-filled. The difference is ours is mercury-free, yeah.
Got to supplement my diet here. But, yeah, what I called about today, I travel often on business to East Asia, including China. But most recently, I lived in Taiwan and then in Japan for 8.5 years. And I'll tell you, if this gets out in places like Japan, it's a game over. I'm not saying that it will, and it does look like the death rate is lower than it might have been. But I think it's a serious issue because if you look at places like Japan, everybody trusts the government for everything. You've got 10-plus million riders on the metro, a city of 37-plus million in Tokyo. And I just heard the news recently where 200 Japanese were evac'd back to Tokyo. You've got a bus driver that has contracted the disease from people from Wuhan.
Clearly, it's out there. It's a time bomb. The question is it a hoax or is it as deadly as they say? Because if it's deadly as they say, this is 2020. This is the takedown of nations. This is the global crisis. This is the big enchilada. Thank you so much, David. All right, next holding the longest would be Grace in New York. Grace, ER nurse on virus hospitals preparing. Thanks for holding. I really thank you for that. Go ahead.
Hi, just wanted to call you. I'm an ER nurse here in New York.
Thank you.
And we are getting ready. They have given us a whole bunch of PPE to wear, and we have set up different areas in our triage area. And we are just screening people and first checking to see if they've traveled anywhere and then trying to separate them. We think we've had cases, but we don't have the test in yet, so we can't tell 100% if we're just diagnosing if we've had any cases.
Can you elaborate? Because Mike Adams owns a diagnostics lab, and I checked it. I respect Mike, but I checked it. They're not sending the genetic code of the virus out, even though they have it, for the labs to test. Can you speak to that?
So from my understanding is that we don't have the exact test for it. We've just been diagnosing as viral pneumonia. So we don't know if that's what it is, but we've been isolating those patients that we've
So speak your mind, because you're the expert, but are you seeing an increase in what you call viral pneumonia?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Speak to that, please.
The respiratory problems. We were told not to go within 4 feet for a prolonged period next to these patients, and we wear an N95 duckbill mask and usual PPE so we don't contaminate other patients. So we suit up almost like Ebola, but not quite. If the patient is to be confirmed, I haven't seen one yet, we would put on a full, like what you would see on TV, like a hazmat suit with a respirator on it. And then we would have to decontaminate coming out of the room because it is easily spread, especially with the elderly and children we're looking out for the most.
So what I say about this call, nurse talks about coronavirus training in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. So we did, when Ebola was a big deal, we did all kinds of trainings. We would have every shift. They would have like a pretend patient come in and we would suit up into the whole costume that you see. And then most hospitals only have like 3 or 4 isolation rooms in the ERs for it. So they have a standby tent set up that we can spring up pretty quickly if a lot of confirmed cases come in or suspected cases come in. But we're not fully set up where we can take hundreds of patients by any means. It's kind of frightening, that part is. And a lot of doctors and nurses are starting to call out. So, the healthcare staffing is an issue as well.
gut level, what are the staff saying? Do they believe the coronavirus is in your area, or are they thinking it's coming, or they think this is just training?
We've had it already, yeah. We think that they've isolated some patients once they went up to the ICU in these negative pressure rooms, they're called, and they think that we have it. We just haven't gotten the full test to confirm yet.
So New York nurse believes coronavirus is in the Big Apple.
Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they said that we've actually taken care of it.
Well, let me ask you this, and the whole music, guys. I want to get this answer. I don't, like, they hype it, but then they say it's no big deal. Gut level, what are you guys, is this really a serious virus? Is this hype, or what is this?
It's very scary because you don't touch anybody to get it. If you do touch somebody, you can get it, but it's just breathing the air. Usually it's transmitted through droplets in the air. But because it's just straight up air, that's scary because it's so easily to catch it. It's so easy. I'm worried going from patient to patient because I can get it on my clothing, or if I don't cover everything completely, I can actually carry it into the next area to take
care of it. Wow. So this could be the big one. Wow. Thank you, Grace. You're amazing. More calls straight ahead than Mike Adams.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Supplies the stock market? Or is it a real bioweapon? Is it manufactured? If I told you I knew the answers, I'd be lying to you. But at a gut level, you can see all the other things that are going on. All hell is breaking loose. I'm taking your phone calls right now. Mike Adams is about to take over. The war room's coming up. And, I don't just say this. I just got to get the crew together to do it. I need to come in here and probably do some 3 or 4 hour commercial free shows and just take calls because I'm not kissing the caller's ass. I feel criminal making them hold. These callers have been incredible. I mean, they've been in Hunan. They've been, at the military bases. They've been, and you hear them. You just know it's credible. I mean, plus we have the data, but it's just like, whoa, this isn't some Netflix horror movie. This is the real world. So you've got my commitment tonight and tomorrow. When I come in here, I'm not going to listen to myself talk. I'm going to take calls from the minute the show starts tomorrow on what you're seeing around the world and what you think's going on, because you are human. You are the intelligence. You are the resistance to this globalist system. Sean, Angel, Martin, and Sarah, will finish up with you guys before we end this hour. Sarah is law enforcement officer, pharma tech on vaccines. Sarah, God bless you. Give us your take on things. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Honored to speak with you today. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you. Crystal clear.
All right. Perfect. So long-time listener. I've been listening to you for over a year. Not to take too long.
Just speak right into your mic. It was clear and it broke up. Take your time. Okay. You've been holding for an hour. Tell us what's happening.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know, so I am working law enforcement in Florida here, and we just got a report yesterday that a school had closed down because of a possible exposure. Interestingly, this school has connections to a United Nations program in Yale University. We're still waiting to hear back on results of whether the students have tested positive, but as of right now, we have one full school that has closed down. I work in the Miami area.
That is international news. You've been holding for an hour to say that. You're saying as law enforcement in Florida, there is a school shut down potentially because of this right now. That is incredible.
Yes, that's correct. And I found it interesting that it has ties to the United Nations and Yale.
Huge. So we got plenty of time to talk to you. Specifically, can you tell us what school district so we can look into it?
Yeah, so the school is located in Palm Beach, which is about 45 minutes north of Miami. It's called the Benjamin School. They had a Chinese student come from that area of China and speak to a group of students. They had been involved in a United Nations panel or some kind of a program. And
by the way, the Sun Sentinel is reporting what you're saying right now.
Yes, yeah. So it is, it broke yesterday late afternoon.
By the way, let me just stop you. It freaks me out how the callers are like 99% accurate. She just called in. It's already in the news. So sorry to interrupt you. Please continue.
No, that's fine. And so I personally work in the Miami area. So as you know, we are hosting the Super Bowl. So not only is law enforcement super heightened right now about all the security issues, but we have tens of thousands of people coming in from all over the world. And the potential
it's a recipe for disaster.
It really is, yeah. And like you said, you know, I think if this is something really fishy, I mean, we definitely don't know what they're planning, but I
think... What do you think, though? What are people... Because I don't know. What do you think's going on?
You know, I think that, you know, as of right now, a lot of people aren't too concerned in this area from what I've heard, but I think that, like your other caller was said, once somebody dies here in the U.S. or once we start seeing a number spike, there's going to be immense panic. I mean, as you guys were reporting, all the N95 masks are selling out. You know, people are starting to gather all their supplies. Miami is just a soup pot, basically, for festering this disease with everyone that we have constantly coming into our borders and international flights, and then, of course, with the Super Bowl. So I ordered a bunch of N95 masks myself the other day, just in case. But I think it could be, you know, like you said, a recipe for disaster.
In closing, and I appreciate you, Sarah, holding to talk about this, talking to other colleagues, what do they think is going on?
You know, a lot of them, I think, are trying to hold back on their fear of, like, this could be, you know, a pandemic. So I think they're trying to laugh it off and talk it off because they don't want to accept the fact that this could be something super serious.
And I hope they're right, by the way.
Me too. And I know I don't have a lot of time, but I'd love to talk to you either offline or with one of your crew, but I have information regarding how Novartis, a pharmaceutical company that produces vaccines, has been relabeling the ones that they don't use, and they relabel them. And so people are getting vaccinated with the flu vaccine and other vaccines that are years old, which also is, I believe.
Well, that's huge. I know they do that because whatever the new vaccine is, it never covers the latest mutation. But you're saying, well, guys, Here's my problem. I've got such a thin crew. My biggest frustration is we can't respond to incredible intel like this. So, yes, Rob Dew is obsessed with this because he really cares. He's interviewed a lot of people who have victimized. We'll give you your name and number to Rob. I'll call you two today. Sarah, I promise you're amazing. God bless you. Thank you, Sarah. Get Sarah's name and number, and let's talk to them. Because I had my pediatrician for my children. I've got three children. I got four children, three of my first wife and one of my new wife. But this guy owned the big pediatrics clinic in Austin. He owned, like, all over the town, like 10 clinics. And he comes to me. It's more today, more than 10 clinics. And he goes, we're putting cancer viruses in these. We're giving them the simian virus 40 in the polio. And I go, well, that's been illegal since 1972. And he goes, you know that? He goes, exactly. He goes, we shouldn't be giving oral anyways. We're giving children cancer virus that causes cancer. And I said, I know. And he this is a big guy. He grabs you by the arm and he goes, you don't tell anybody I told you that. And I went, dude, I already know that. And I said, get your arm up my hand. He backed off, but it wasn't a tough guy moment. He, like, said it as a human to me and then got scared right after. And that guy is the biggest owner. He was the biggest owner of pediatric clinics in Austin. And, man, he was a big guy. He grabbed my arm and he said, you better not. And I said, I pulled back and I said, man, you just told me. But I said, I already know that. And I actually don't want to act tough, but I said, I'll beat your ass, man. Let's go. He backed, I mean, because I'm not going to take some dude doing that, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you want to, I'm not backing down to the globalists. You want to fight? But it was a big old freaking rich millionaire doctor. It's like, oh God, we're giving them cancer viruses. And I'm like, well, that's BS. He's like, you grab Marty, you better not tell anybody. And I said, you better get your hand off my arm, man. He's like, oh really? And I said, yeah, I'm about to stomp your ass in the ground. That's not talk, man. That's what we do. But I don't want to beat his ass. I want him to go public. And I'm so close to saying his name. I'm that close. Because he didn't proviso it before. Mike Adams is about to take over with your phone call. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now. And one of them has to end within a week. And that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, Mike Adams has taken over naturalnews.com, and then we've got the war room that I'm going to be hosting because Owen is sick. We hope it isn't the coronavirus, 3 p.m. Central, in about 30 minutes. But I swore to take these calls. So real fast, Sean in Florida, paramedic, possible related info, coronavirus locally. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to hear you. I am a paramedic in Florida, and I've been doing your... Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. It got really quiet. Okay. I've been doing iodine for about a year now, and when I was doing my due diligence trying to figure out the ins and outs of it, I came across a study that in 1945, it was a study with mice and the effects of iodine and the, I believe the Spanish influenza, but I'm not sure. They put them in a box with basically a mist of nothing but influenza, put a dab of iodine on their nose. None of them got sick. So for about a year now, as part of my standard procedures, all I do is I put a little inside my nostrils every day in the morning. I haven't had even a twinge of, like, a throat tickle in over a year now.
Iodine is magic, brother. I mean, it's the building block to so much of the body, and I have seen some of what you're talking about in studies. It's really incredible. What is your view on the related info on the coronavirus?
Honestly, you know, we're all gearing up. I mean, we're carrying Tyvek suits and SCBA now, and we disinfect the ambulances between patients way more diligently. I do really believe that this is probably going to blow over, kind of like Steve said. But you can hope for that, but you've got to plan for it. And everybody is gearing up, and it's just going down that route like that. So.
Well, thank you for the intel, Sean. Thanks for holding. Mike Adams is about to take over. Let's go to Martin in Ohio, a student at Miami University. Two students are now being tested. We keep getting calls from Florida. Real quick, Martin, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to provide, I can provide some confirmation and further details on what John was saying earlier. So the details on that is they sent out, I'm a part-time student at Miami. They sent out an email to the entire, like, university yesterday saying that two students, one presenting to the student health center with symptoms and being with them from China. They met the qualifications to be screened for the coronavirus, so they sent those tests to the CDC. They're waiting on those test results to come back now, but those that one student who had the symptoms along with his roommate, who's also Chinese, are being quarantined in an off-campus apartment at the moment. So,
well, what's crazy is whatever callers call in with, we search it, and boom, it's right there in the news. So incredibly accurate callers. What do you think's going on?
I mean, I know Miami's got about a 7% of their student population is Chinese international students, and I know we have some from Wuhan, so that's not all that comforting. I'd like to ask the administration about it, but they don't really talk to me. They're not my biggest fans because they kind of know who I am.
Martin, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for holding. Angel, and then Mike Adams takes over. Angel, general caller, CDC hasn't released any statements. That's a good point. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm down. I'm a Desert Storm veteran, 1991, disabled veteran. And they haven't been really talking much down here in Atlanta about it because, I mean, I've been listening to you for about 14 years. And, you know, Alex, you nailed it on the head. With Dr. Pechenik, I'm 50-50 on that. And I'm more with you on your side, but I feel, I'm asking you the question. Could you also think this is a test and they're testing us to see how we react to this, to these situations, the flu and we have the coronavirus now?
That's what I think. I think it's a globalist test. That's what I've said.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the whole thing that I'm saying because I worked with some Africans from Sierra Leone for about 10 years at a tire shop. And even back then when the Ebola did break out, they were still sending people in because they were bringing people to the shop as soon as they got off the airplane. And I'm literally about less than 4 miles from the airport straight down the road. So, you know, I had told a lot of people I wanted to try to be a reporter for you here in Atlanta. And so that way I can get everything taken care of and get all the news out because the CDC down here, it just seems like they're not really trying to concentrate on what's going on or any prevention procedures or anything we need to carry on.
Well, brother, God bless you. Let's hear your name and number. Thank you, sir, for holding. Mike Adams, who was supposed to be on the whole hour, I appreciate him holding, takes over right now for the rest of the segment, the next, naturalnews.com. Then I'm going to be hosting the first of the War Room with Ellen Schroyer, infowars.com/show, band video. Mike Adams, take over.
Well, incredible callers today, Alex. And in fact, if you hadn't taken all the calls on the board, I was going to insist that we do as well because the callers are bringing in remarkable information from all over the United States. Now, my phone has been ringing. People are texting me and demanding that I correct Dr. Pechenik's misinformation from the last hour. I respect Dr. Pechenik. He's highly intelligent. He has done more in his life than most human beings ever will. Not attacking him personally, but this is not his area of expertise. And what he said on the show an hour ago was incorrect information, and I will logically and scientifically lay out the corrections to that information in the next segment here. But what we need to be aware of here is the callers today. We had one caller who called in and said the CDC is not testing secondary infections of people in the United States who did not travel to the Wuhan province. This is absolutely key. As I said yesterday on the show, the CDC is backlogged for weeks on testing these samples. And there was a nurse in New York who called in the show today and said that they're not even being provided the testing kits. China is artificially keeping the numbers low by creating scarcity of testing kits. That's been reported by the Epoch Times and South China Morning Post, as well as Breitbart.com, by the way. Everything that I tell you here is rooted in cited news, scientific studies, biological reality. I don't stand here and have to invent anything because it's all in the media. It's just that most people don't do the research. But what these callers are saying here is that the situation in America is far worse than what's being officially announced. There are far more than 5 or 6 people who are infected right now at this moment. And it's hitting the universities. It's the returning students from the Wuhan province. And when they infect other students, those students in those universities are not being tested by the CDC because the current rule is no testing for people who did not travel directly to Wuhan province or Wuhan city in a larger province. So think about this. Given the high transmissivity rate of this virus, we know that according to The Lancet, 83% of those who are exposed to this are infected. We know that it can be spread through casual contact, such as just shaking hands or touching a surface that someone else touched. Another healthcare worker called into the show today and confirmed that. It's spread through the air. It doesn't have to be droplets. It can just be, I think she said, regular air, where there's an infected patient in the room and then there are new people getting infected. Because of this, mark my words, there are right now in America, American students who are infected with this coronavirus who are not being tested and who are not even yet aware that they have symptoms. Because this is a symptomless incubation period of up to 14 days. And during that period, unlike Ebola, during that period with coronavirus, you can spread the disease to other people even when you yourself are not aware that you have it. And that's a huge difference with Ebola. Ebola has a very high fatality rate. In fact, it's so high that no one survives long enough to spread it. This is a key point to understand when you look at microbiology or virology or epidemiology. High fatality rates do not create a bioweapon because it kills people too quickly to spread it. And Ebola symptoms are very abundant. You can't miss it when someone is bleeding out of their eyes. You can't miss it. But with coronavirus, the symptoms are not present. And we know from the Lancet study also that 2% of those who are infected show no symptoms of fever, no symptoms of respiratory distress, which means they can move right through airport security and pass through the screening that's being put in place all over the country. 2% of those who are infected will pass through airport screening. That means this is not being contained. Now, there are many other facts that you need to be aware of. We've covered some of it yesterday, but I have new information today. We've got one more segment coming up here on InfoWars. Stay with me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'll bring you those facts after this short break. We will cover the information that you have not yet been told. We'll be right back after this break with all those answers and more.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we're continuing here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, and thank you for tuning in. This is the final segment for today, and then Alex takes over at the War Room with Owen Scheuer out for today, I believe, due to sickness. Now, as I mentioned in the previous segment, I'm going to cover what I believe was bad information given to you by a previous guest. But look, I want to mention, I have the greatest respect for Dr. Steve Pachenik. He's a highly intelligent person. He is a patriot. And the way that you know that the news here on InfoWars is real is because sometimes guests disagree. But none of us can be experts in all areas. And Dr. Pachenik is an expert on U.S. history and political coups in foreign countries and the way the military and the deep state work to accomplish their specific goals. He's an expert in all those areas, and I'm not an expert in those areas. I don't challenge him to a debate over the history of political coups. I'm an expert in these areas of lab analytics. I am a scientist. I'm a published scientist in these areas. I understand microbiology. I have millions of dollars of lab equipment that I run every day in an ISO-accredited laboratory. And when I heard Dr. Pachenik speaking, he was giving out a lot of just, I'm sorry to say, but just bad, not true information about how things work in microbiology. So I feel a duty to correct that, not an attack on him, not challenging his intelligence. He's a brilliant guy in many other areas. But when he said that he had coronavirus and he said that he had treated it with antibiotics and that he had successfully overcome it with antibiotics, right there, that's a major red flag. Every doctor in America knows that you can't treat viral pandemics with antibiotics. It doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because viruses are not living. Viruses are not bacterial strains. They're very, very different. And Dr. Pachinik also said that he thought this was, what are my notes here, in between a virus and a bacteria. Well, again, my apologies to everyone for pointing this out. It's just that this sounds like transgenderism among the liberals who think that boys can become girls and women can become men. If you think a virus can become a bacteria, I'm sorry. What is that, transviralism? It means you don't have baseline knowledge of basic biology and virology and epidemiology. The viruses and bacteria are completely different. Viruses are dead. Bacteria are living. Bacteria have cell membranes and cell walls and nucleoids and cytoplasm, and they have means of mobilization. They swim around. They respond to the environment. They are full-functioning living creatures that are just a single cell. Viruses are nothing of the kind. Viruses are just fragments of RNA and DNA surrounded by protein, sometimes glycoproteins, for example. And they are not living, and they do not respond to antibiotics. So when someone says that you can beat coronavirus with antibiotics, I'm sorry, that's very dangerous misinformation, and it's not true. It's not true. Even the CDC would tell you that. Even a doctor, a mainstream doctor, would tell you that. This has to be beat through antivirals, and they come from the world of natural medicine and also from pharmaceutical medicine. There are antivirals. Many of them are based on natural medicine, but also through quarantine and isolation. Isolation is the key to beating this pandemic, and that's why China has 56 million people under quarantine. That's why flights are being canceled now by countries all over the world to stop bringing it in. Isolation is the only way to beat this. Now, let's talk about lethality versus transmissivity. A bioweapon that would be, quote, ideal for depopulation would have relatively low lethality and very high transmissivity. Why is that? Because they want people to be able to carry it and spread it to others. High transmissivity is the key to a successful biological weapon. And the lethality of this coronavirus at 15% is not low. Everybody who's been saying that that's low doesn't know anything about microbiology. Low would be 1%. Coronavirus strains of viral infections and other, even bacterial infections such as bacterial pneumonia and so on, the lethality rates are typically less than 1%. So for the Lancet to publish a 15% fatality rate is red alert, alarm bells ringing in the minds of all epidemiologists who know what they're talking about in this area. It's a very high rate of lethality for this class of virus. Very high rate. And with the high transmission rate, it's the perfect bioweapon. It can spread combined with the very long incubation period during which no symptoms are shown by many people. So it is what's called an asymptomatic but infectious carrier classification of a viral strain. That is actually the perfect design for a biological weapon that can wreak havoc around the world. So this is not going to blow over with no effects. And to state that the stock market is up today and therefore there will be no economic impacts is simply misinformed. We've already had confirmed stories from CNBC and mainstream media that Apple's supply chains are now breaking down in China. As people are told to go home, don't come to the factory, stop working. The tech industry, over the next few months, is going to face major economic consequences from this coronavirus outbreak in China alone, even if it never multiplies in the United States of America. The tech industry will face major consequences. Furthermore, researchers from Hong Kong University, based on their software modeling, have already told us this won't peak in China until late April or early May, at which point, according to their models, there will be 150,000 new patients per day who are infected with this virus, after which it will start to dwindle. So yes, this will peak and it will wane. That is for sure. The question is how many people will be dead during that time and how much economic impact will it have during that time? And when you've got 150,000 people a day, based on the current models, in May in China as a possibility, if they don't contain it, the economic impacts are going to be devastating on a global scale. And that's what Alex has been warning about. What are the long-term economic impacts? You can't look at the stock market today and say everything's going to be fine in May. This is not contained yet. It's not contained in China. It's not contained in America. It's already overtaken SARS in terms of the number of infections and number of fatalities. And today, breaking news is the World Health Organization is now meeting in order to reportedly declare this to be a global pandemic. So if the WHO declares it to be a global pandemic, what's that based on? Well, it's based on the fact that it's spreading from person to person in multiple countries outside of China. That's the criteria. They should have declared it yesterday or the day before, but they will likely declare it very, very soon. And China just declared that you will serve 7 years in prison if you report on the coronavirus from an independent point of view that is not in alignment with official sources. They will throw you in prison for 7 years. You want to tell me that's not serious? You want to tell me that China isn't desperately trying to control the information about this? You want to tell me that this isn't spreading? How did it get into Japan? How did it get into China? I mean Taiwan, excuse me. How did it get to America if the screening programs work? How is it already being reported from the callers to this very show? Very likely in New York, very likely in Miami, very likely in Seattle and Los Angeles and all over the country. How is that happening if the screening works? The truth is the screening doesn't work. Why was a flight secretly diverted by the CDC yesterday to a military base in California? The March Air Reserve Base in California received a flight of hundreds of Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, China, last night. It was supposed to land in the Ontario International Airport in California, but it was diverted at the last minute so that the military could have control over this. And now there are statements issued from the Department of Defense and the Pentagon and so on. Why is China announcing an expansion of 100,000 new hospital beds in the Wuhan area if this is only affecting a few thousand people? Why is the CDC not treating secondary infections in the United States? Why do we know that China probably stole this from laboratories in Canada using Chinese spies? And these labs in China have a history, a documented history, of four previous accidental releases of SARS. Four previous accidental releases is documented in The Lancet and Nature Science journals. So we know that they are not good at containing the bioweapons that they are working on. You put all these facts together, and you have on your hands a very lethal bioweapon that I believe was accidentally released, but is being deliberately engineered to be a weapon against humankind. And that's why it has this targeted transmission rate and targeted lethality rate, the, quote, perfect combination to spread undetected as a stealth virus. And yes, it is a very big deal, and it's going to get worse. Mark my words, the number of infections and deaths over the next week will be larger than they are today. I'll bet anybody $1 million on that fact. If I had $1 million, I would bet that. So this is going to get worse. InfoWars is the cutting edge of bringing you accurate, scientific-based information, well-sourced information on this. Do not be lulled into a sense that this is no big deal. Now, it will blow over eventually. But what happens between now and then is up to you. Stay informed. Keep watching InfoWars. War Room's up next with Alex Jones. Thank you for watching. This is Mike Adams.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.